Fans of the Netflix hit House of Cards who complained that the online show would pause or hiccup midstream may be in for some relief. Netflix has signed a deal with cable giant Comcast, which will ensure seamless streaming for Netflix subscribers, and it could also help Comcast clear hurdles in its attempt to buy Time Warner Cable, a mega merger that's in the works. Joining us now is Cardiff Garcia of the Financial Times. Hi there, Cardiff.
Hey, Meghna.
So first of all, lay out the details of this Netflix Comcast deal, or at least the details that we know of.
Sure. So, I mean, in terms of what we know, the very basic explanation is that Netflix is essentially going to start paying Comcast for smoother service and for faster, faster internet service, and to make sure that, you know, as you said, you can see House of Cards season two really well. But what's really more interesting about this is the background, and it's specifically how it kind of overturns the way the internet works and the internet. Content providers' relationships with internet service providers. So Netflix is a content provider, right?
Right.
Right now, the way it works is, and you know, Netflix, just like Yahoo, just like NewYorkTimes.com, it's not unique in this sense. It pays a middleman, all right, in this case, a company called Cogent, for internet service, and then Cogent essentially shares the content with all the other middlemen, and they send it to the internet service providers like Comcast, all in essentially like one big tube, right? And essentially what's happening now is that Netflix is no longer going to pay a middleman. It's going to pay Comcast directly, and it's going to essentially get its own tube. I mean, the technical details are very complicated, but that's essentially what's happening. And it really does overturn the way things are traditionally done. And so you've got a lot of people who are arguing that this upsets the rules of network neutrality and a few other things. But that's essentially what's happening. And it's really kind of going to be fascinating to see how this shakes out.
Right. And I mean, I understand that Netflix felt that it didn't, or it seems as if Netflix felt that it didn't really have a choice when, I mean, it seems like we're in an era, what you're saying is that content is sort of king on the internet, but it's really distribution that's the king. So is this just more evidence of Comcast's power even before this Time Warner merger that's in the works?
Yeah, distribution is hugely important. You just mentioned the merger with Time Warner, although this deal, I think, had been negotiated well before that was announced. But what's really interesting about this is that a lot of people have concluded that it might mean higher prices for consumers. Actually, it's not clear at all that that's the case. I think the media may have jumped the gun here. Remember that Netflix, we don't know exactly what fees Netflix is going to be paying Comcast yet, but it may not be enough to upset, how much it's charging now. And even so, there might be a trade-off here because it's another revenue stream for Comcast, which means it might be able to charge its consumers less. So you might have to pay a little more for a Netflix subscription. You might have to pay a little bit less for a Comcast access. And so it's really just not clear exactly how this is going to play out.
Right.
There's a lot of moving parts, but it's going to be really fascinating to see if this is a port of things to come.
Now, Cardiff, you mentioned net neutrality, and I should say that, you know, there has been a federal court ruling on this, and Comcast itself has promised to abide by the principle of net neutrality through 2017. But in the long run, is this Netflix deal proving that it doesn't really matter what the regulators do, that we're basically seeing the end of net neutrality working its way through the market? Because if Netflix has to do it, you know, aren't other content providers going to be doing it too sometime?
You know, the truth is that I'm not exactly sure. So the worry here is that this will be the start of what will eventually be a kind of tiered access model where internet service providers charge more for certain kinds of content. They're not supposed to do that, right?
Right.
So there's a lot of kind of tricky details involved where the regulators are going to have to say, well, this kind of content is no different from other kinds of content, or this way of distributing things is no different from another way. So a lot of this is still up to discretion, and we just don't know.
Cardiff Garcia, reporter with the Financial Times. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Meghna.